Let's recap McCook's win at Hastings. Head coach Joe Fratrosky is still on cloud nine this morning. How you doing, big guy?
Morning, Rich. It's great to see you today.
You bet. Good to see you. And what a game by your kids last night. Holy smokes. Right from the get-go, opening kickoff in your first series score, 54-yard touchdown run by Tristan Campbell, and the touchdown parade just continued after that.
Yeah, it did, Rich. You know, first of all, just really proud of our guys, our team. And, you know, we've been talking a lot, you know, throughout the season and then especially down the stretch of the season here. I just feel like, you know, we've really been leaning on the let's win Monday through Thursday. What I mean by that is our practices, our preparation, our film study, our game planning, to give us the best chance in the games to be successful. And I just really believe our guys, you know, have bought into that through the whole season, but especially down the stretch here. And it's showing in our games and how we're playing. And, you know, we just really got off to a really hot start. Literally the second play of the game, Tristan takes for a long run for a touchdown. And, you know, that was a big spark right away in that game. And so we really kind of rode that the entire game. And we had some adversity throughout the game. You know, the Chance Verdon kid for Hastings, the number 11, is an exceptional player. Made a heck of a play on a pass from Trent. Trent, it was a nice throw. It was going right where it needed to be. But he's just an exceptional player and made an interception there in the red zone, and they went and tied it up. But our guys just continued to battle in there, and we knew it was going to be that type of game. And I just felt like our mindset all week, you know, especially the last few weeks, has been really good. Our preparation has really led us into playing well, and we did that last night. And, you know, offensively, we obviously put up a lot, you know, a handful of points, was really proud of that. Didn't do anything fancy. You know, I think at the end of the day, there's no secret we wanted to keep their offense off the field. They're an exceptional team, especially on the offensive side of the ball with the skill players they have, the Tucker Sinnott kid at quarterback. So it was really, and we didn't sugarcoat it, we had to play ball control offense. And the only way you can do that is your guys up front got to block really well, and they did. I'm just so proud of our guys up front, our interior linemen with our tight ends, you know, Lee Davidson at fullback, and then, you know, Tristan Campbell had a big night with close to 250 yards rushing. We just executed that game plan really well on offense, mixed in a lot of different ways to do that with our power run game coming right at you, with our veer game. You know, I think we only attempted four passes. You know, the thing was is when we tried or attempted to throw the ball, they played us in such a way that it really wasn't there, that, you know, it didn't present itself very well. But the things in the run game were there, and we continued to execute that throughout the whole game. And so really proud of our guys on the offensive side of the ball. And then just as proud and ecstatic about our defense. You know, our defense the first time around, the week six matchup, we're not going to shy away from it. We didn't play as well as we needed to play, obviously, the first time around. And I'd be honest in saying that we were a little bit more passive in a sense that we weren't aggressive enough the first time around against the Tucker Sinnott kid at quarterback and the skill guys. And this time around, we just got more aggressive with our coverages, playing a little tighter coverage. Our pressures and blitzes were really good last night. I felt like we had a really good game plan with that. Oliver Corbett had a phenomenal game. He was a problem for them last night, to say the least. Not only in coverage, but coming off the edge and blitzing. You know, that tackle in the end zone, and, you know, literally strip fumble, sack in the end zone, touchdown for him. That put us up 27-7, and when he, you know, made that play, that was a big moment in the game. And so just hats off to our entire defense, but Oliver Corbett had a phenomenal game last night, and he's been big for us all season. So for our guys to come back from that week six matchup, on defense and to respond the way we did is a big deal. And then, you know, to be honest with you, we've gotten a few guys back from injury on the defensive line. That's really helped. And, you know, the big one being Quentin Terry, we've gotten him back from his injury week five, and he's obviously a force in there. And you know, along with the other guys that we've had in there all year, with Andrew Pokup and Trey Tiller and the Spencer Steinbecks, and you know, a young sophomore in Cooper Rakes that's been out most of the season with injury, we now have him back. So we've been saying that all year, that we feel like we got a lot of quality depth at the defensive line position. We even put Davian Hansen on the defensive line last night just to add some more guys up there with athleticism and the ability to move. And we feel like we're an athletic bunch. And I'm just proud of our guys, how they played on the defensive side of the ball and really responded from that week six matchup.
Hey, going back to that big hit by Oliver in the end zone, it was set up, of course, Miles Pullman, what a punt. Watched that baby roll and all the way. I thought, is it really going to go out of bounds, the one? And by gosh, you went out of bounds, the 1 yard line, to set everything up for you.
Really glad you brought that up, Rich. You know, it was a phenomenal punt by Miles. And you know, I just think special teams in general was something the first time around that they took advantage of. You know, hats off to Hastings. They obviously spend a great deal of time on special teams, and they win some games because of that. And, you know, when we pride ourselves on all facets of the game, the reality is the first time around they got us in the special teams department with, you know, the fake punt the first time around and those things. And so special teams was something we spent a little bit more time on. We spend time on it, obviously, our due time to it, but this was a different animal this time around, and we knew we needed to be better in that facet of the game. And so you talk about Miles and his ability to punt and pin those guys down there. I felt like our kickoff return team, they have an exceptional kicker in the Chance Verdon kid, who kind of just kicks it all over the place. And I was proud of our guys for fielding those kicks and giving us great field position, which is easier said than done when he's got the whole width of the field and the length of it to try to place that ball. And our guys were able to, you know, execute that part of the game as well. And you know, we just, our coverage units, you know, our kicking game was just a lot better this time around. The overall execution was better.
Hard-hitting game last night, as you well know, on both teams. And Hastings came out on the kind of the short end, a couple of injuries. Nick Senek was knocked out of the game on the Corbin hit. But Verdon comes in. Saw him at halftime warming up for like 10 minutes, throwing balls in the end zone. And he comes out and didn't do a bad job for him at quarterback, did he?
Yeah, there were some injuries, and that's unfortunate. You never want to see guys go down. But they did face some pretty significant injuries throughout the game, especially to the Tucker Sinnott kid. He went out on that play, that tackle in the end zone by Oliver. That was his last play for the evening. And, you know, when you got to bring in the backup quarterback, you know, that's why you get those guys ready throughout the week. And their backup quarterback happened to be a pretty heck of a good athlete and could throw the ball too. And, you know, we still had to, you know, there can't be any let up. You got to continue to play. And they obviously continue to play. And we knew that coming out in the second half that we were going to face some adversity. They weren't going to go away. They hit a couple long passes that, you know, you wish you have back. But, you know, a team like that that has such an exceptional passing game that you just kind of always hold your breath when they're scrambling around back there. We kind of call it the scramble drill in practice, where, you know, we have the quarterback run around and we tell the secondary guys to tie onto the receivers. That's something easier said than done. But I felt like overall through the entire game, our secondary played really well. I felt like our guys tackled well in open space and were able to, you know, they could hit some hitches, which is a short intermediate route, quick passing game, you know, maybe for 4 or 5 yard gain. You know, at the end of the day, if you can give some of those up and still continue to make them snap the ball, your defense is doing a good job. And just, you know, trying to eliminate those big plays. We did a good job again defensively of shutting down the run. I felt like Gabe Roberts and Callan McCorkle really did some awesome things in there last night, along with our D-line, as I mentioned earlier, to stop the run and really make them one-dimensional. And, you know, just overall through the course of the game, they made their effort to come back in the game, but our guys continue to just stay calm through those things, stay composed, and stay in attack mode and be able to finish that game.
With the win, moving on to play the Bennington Badgers. Badgers had a big win at home against GI Northwest. Again, no big surprise, and went to Bennington a couple of years ago, as you well know, and that program, they've been pretty good. They've lost their 9-1 and a road trip to Bennington next Friday.
Yeah, we'll make the road trip back to Bennington. We played them back in 2021 in the first round of the playoffs. And, you know, Bennington's an exceptional program, and they're having a heck of a season. You know, everybody knows the success that they've had, and well-deserved. Those guys have played extremely well over the last couple, 3 years. And, you know, for us, we just have to focus on ourselves and understand, you know, we're playing. It's the playoffs. Everybody's good. Everybody at this point is warranted to be where they're at. And we just got to go in and have another great week of practice and get ourselves ready to go against a good team in Bennington. And, you know, we're going to have to be road warriors. And, you know, that changed a couple years ago where the higher seed always hosts, and, you know, that's part of it. You know, you get on the bus and you go out there and you get ready to play throughout the week, and our guys will be motivated, obviously, to have a great week of practice and to go out to Bennington in the quarterfinals of the playoffs. You know, I think it's been duly noted that, and our guys believe this as well, that, you know, we feel like we're playing the best football at the right time of the season. And, you know, we just got to keep riding that. We got to keep continuing to believe in that Monday through Thursday mentality of, you know, our preparation, our practice. You know, I just feel like that's been really on point, especially down the stretch here. And you got to believe in that. And we're going to do that throughout this week and get ourselves the best game plan we can ready. And to go up there in the second round of the playoffs, you know, as we tell the guys all the time, if we can execute, play well, and do the things that are important to help us be successful, we believe we're going to have a chance in the end to come out on top. And as long as we stick to that mindset and, you know, block out all the kind of the external things, as they say, and just focus on what we need to do, you know, I know our guys will be ready to go next Friday. We get to go another week, and I think that's so important, especially when, you know, we were able to avenge our week six loss to Hastings, and that's always great as a team, because throughout the course of a year, you always want to build upon the things that you're doing well and continue to work on the things that you aren't doing well. And that's part of being a team. That's part of a season. And I feel like our guys have really done that. And so now the next opponent is Bennington. And so we'll put a game plan together. We'll have a great week of practice and get ourselves ready for that matchup.
Most likely going 7 o'clock kickoff time, you think?
Yeah, you know, Mr. Nichols and I were talking last night. You know, it could be a 7 o'clock. It might be a 6 o'clock game. You know, we'll make sure that gets communicated out what that'll be, but you know, we'll make the trek out east again. It'll be a little bit farther than Waverly, not much farther. We went to Waverly week three, and then even Beatrice week one. We're used to getting on the road this year, and we'll just focus on the things that are important. And number one is getting ourselves prepared through a great week of practice, and get on the road next Friday for a great quarterfinal matchup.